Hello and welcome to episode 11, which is Two Penises of Nothing on the Radio. Welcome, Louis.
Very important that it was two penises.
Well, it was the last one was episode 10, which is a penis and a vagina, and now it's the two penises I've drawn on the board.
So for the next 10 episodes, it's a penis and a number.
Fantastic. So sorry we missed out last week, guys, but we are human and we have lives. It may surprise you.
Yep. But we're back. Better than ever.
Yes.
look, let's get straight into it, where we usually do with a nice poo story. We'll go to a different style of poo story.
Mm-hmm.
I must have been about 8 years old, and for Christmas, Mum had gotten us boys like these charcoal sticks that you could draw with.
Mm-hmm.
And they weren't really thin. They were like the size of really those large crayons sort
it's
of
like
thing.
You almost got coal for Christmas.
Yeah. We weren't very poor. We were poor.
We just drew with them.
We got charcoal a lot. But for some reason, I thought that I look behind the TV and I'm like, oh, there's one of those charcoal sticks behind the TV. I don't know what they're doing there. So I crawled behind the TV and picked it up and it was dog shit. I just literally crawled over with my hands, just picked up a lot of dog
shit.
Was it
just like 2 weeks ago?
But
And then what did you do with it?
Well, then I wanted to make sure, so I tasted it, and I'm like, yeah, definitely dog shit.
We've all been there.
No, because obviously I have my cousin staying with us, and like her dog was running around, and we didn't have a dog, I think, at that stage, so maybe dog poo was new to me.
Yeah.
But I was talking to you literally 30 seconds ago, and I'm like, have you got any funny stories where you had dog poo? And like, this happens a fair bit, and you're like, oh, you rattle off a few shit stories, and then you're like, oh. Well, working at the vet, I'd often end up with dog poo in my pocket. I'm like,
any other vet nurses can relate to this because
it's good luck. I put.
If you need the sample for later, no, it's just how something that happens. And then you find them in the wash all the time, little chodes. But
what do you mean? Do they fall into your pocket or?
Well, sometimes you're holding animals and they can do a poo on you or.
And you go, quick, put it in my pocket.
It just falls into your scrub pocket because those pockets are made big to carry like calculator or stethoscope.
And dog poo. Dog poo. But surely some of the big dogs, you'd be like, oh, there's a poo in my pocket.
Yes.
It'd be heavy. Oh, great. Shit in my pocket.
I don't just open up my pocket.
Remind me to take that shit out of my pocket. And then they don't. And you go home and it goes through the wash.
Oh, gross.
I remember Megan used to get upset because I would put certain clothes through the wash. And it would get other things dirty. I can just fucking imagine what she would do if I put a dog shit through the wash. We'd have it. We get divorced.
You've heard the saying, you can't polish a turd, but
give a good clean.
Yeah.
She hangs it out.
God, I hate this segment.
Well,
why do we have to do this every week?
I don't know. I feel dirty doing it a little bit. I feel like when we mature, we may stop, but it also leads us into other good stories because we've got some good dog stories this week.
Yeah.
So going straight down, now my brother Miles, he must have been about, say, 8 or 9, maybe 10 years old, and we were at a family friend's place up at Bangalow up near Byron Bay. And we were playing with this dog and we weren't paying too much attention to Miles.
What breed of dog was it?
It was like a little, I think it was a Jack Russell, but a hairy one. But he was giving it a really good belly rub, like really good. And he made it come on his hand. And we were like,
he made it come.
Oh, no, what happened? Because he was fairly young. So I think he was still a little bit confused what was going on.
Yeah.
But then he then was like, all I was doing was this. And then he made it come again.
Wow. Dog was a performer. Hook a brother up.
Kept going back to Miles. Oh, how about that, Pat?
That's great. Well, we used to have people come into the vet whose dogs, you know, the penis, what they call it, the lipstick.
Lipstick, yeah.
Will come out. And then sometimes it gets stuck and it can't go back in. So people would ring up and be like, oh, my God, my dog's penis has come out. And you have to, like, tell them they have to, like, gently massage it back in.
Mm.
90% of the time if you're talking to a female, they're like, yep, all good, can do, hang up the phone. But if it's a guy, they're like, I'm bringing it down.
It was my
brother. I can't handle it. I can't do that.
It was my brother. He'd just make it come. gotcha. I'll make it come.
I'm going to send Miles around to your house.
It used to be awkward when I used to go to the dog park where I lived at my old place in Newcastle.
Oh, God, where's this going?
Oh, well, no. Just when you'd be like.
Because I'd get my lipstick out.
You got to pat it. You got to pat me for it to go down. No, but like, I'd be like patting. You'd be patting someone's dog because like, there were friendly dogs down there. But it was always this really awkward situation if you were like giving it a good belly rub and its lipstick came out. Because no one wants to go, oh, you've got the dog aroused.
Yeah.
You just say, everyone just sort of goes, and you sort of stop. And you're like,
oh. It's so obvious as well.
Oh, yeah, it's so obvious when it happens. Oh, dog dick. Oh, sorry, dog dick.
Sorry, got your dog's dick out.
This is carrying on nicely, actually, about the dog park. Because another story from the snake pit.
Yeah, now I love snake pit stories.
Well, okay, so
I live for them.
How it's sort of okay. So there was a few. There was me, Smasher, and Rob. I'm not sure if my brother's there, but all, members of the snake pit. We went to a
members of the snake pit.
Founding members of the snake pit. We went to like a it was like an outdoor sort of DJ gig in Newcastle on. Just one of the suburbs of Newcastle, sitting on the beach near this waterway. It's all pretty relaxed and cool. Everyone was having a drink and listening to music, and there's a few dogs around.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we were all having a drink, and then these two dogs got at each other, and they were big dogs, like mastiff style, big dogs.
Yeah.
Now, one latched on the other one. Now, everyone was losing their minds whenever dogs sort of get to that level. Mm-hmm. Now, Smasher, as I said, he's a big dude. He must have been 6'6 or something like that, and heavy as well.
Yeah.
There's a real professional ding from my computer. Thought I
at least I used to put mine on silent.
Thought I turned off. So Smasher went over as these dogs were wrestling and actually grabbed the one that was locked on.
Yeah.
And was picked it up in the air.
Yeah.
Holding each jaw, trying to pull it apart.
Yeah.
Physically, he couldn't do it. Like, that's how strong.
No, they lock on.
Yeah, it was a crazy amount. Now, what happened next, though? So Smash has put the dog back down.
I'm ready.
Smash has put the dog back down. Now, a bloke walked over with a beer bottle and put
empty,
it...
Empty, full?
Well, depends on how I tell the story.
Details, Louis.
Well, I can't remember. Well, I just saw the beer bottle and he put it straight up the dog's bum, who was latched, and he let go straight away.
It's a pretty small target.
Yeah, and he got it. And when I always tell the story, I say then he had a drink of it as a celebration.
He was just trying to... It's actually a closed bottle and he was just trying to find someone to open it.
He twisted it, popped it. But so, then it worked. And I was like, holy shit, like it worked immediately. And everyone's pulling him. As I said, to see Smasher picking it up in the air, so pretty much two dogs and trying to reef open these jaws and the guy just bottling the bum let go straight away. And I was like, holy shit, I'll have to remember that if I ever see a dog fight. Mm-hmm. Now, I had seen a couple after that, but I never had the guts to do it.
And you always have a beer in your hand.
Well, at the dog park I did, because it's right next to the bottle shop.
Yeah.
But then my housemate, Rob, this is a couple of years after this original dog incident. We're at the dog park together hanging out when I was living at my new place. And he was there having a beer and this dog latched onto another dog. And he sort of went, ugh, chucked it, emptied his beer bottle, went over, beer bottle in the bum, let go, worked again.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I was still... Before that incident, after it, I'd seen dogs do this, but I could never bring myself to
put... giving up my beer.
No. This is a boutique beer. This six-pack was $22. No, but I could never bring myself to do it. I regularly had bottles that I could have done it because I was terrified that I'd go over there, two dogs latched onto each other. Yeah. I'd go over, jam a bottle in one of the dog's bums, and they wouldn't let go.
You're just the guy jamming bottles up dogs' asses.
Making the situation so much worse. Imagine that walk over and just like fucking a dog.
Imagine you're in a current affair.
The dog fucker.
Yeah.
Oh. And so even though I've seen it work twice now, I would still be terrified that I'd walk over, jam it in there, nothing had happened. Everyone just watches me do it and be like, what the fuck is wrong with this guy?
It's your
Why do you fuck that dog with the bottle?
Does he even have a dog here? It's a fetish.
Why is he drinking that bottle from the bottle now?
Yes. That would be good.
But yeah, so that's another interesting story. From the snake pit.
Snake pit, love it.
Now, I guess while we're talking about the snake pit.
Yeah.
Oh, there's going to be a Rob heavy episode because I saw him last weekend.
Oh, okay.
And just a few things.
How
came
is he?
Up. He's good.
Yeah, he's good.
Yeah, he's good.
Hey, Rob.
He doesn't mind me bringing up certain things, but he was a bedwetter up until he was about. Look, I know it was at least 12. He was old for a bedwetter.
Yeah.
And I think he
even did it later in life, came back now and again.
But have you ever been so drunk that you've
pissed? Okay, just off a sidetrack a little bit. I've only done it once. It was after a big night. Actually, it was after I did a stand-up gig and they were giving us free beer. So yeah. I like got on it hard.
Yeah.
And I went to my mum's house and she had just had new carpet laid in like pretty much the whole house.
Oh, no.
And in the middle of the night, what happened? I actually woke up, looked over the edge of the bed to find my T-shirt and there was just swamp piss. Like it was swampy. It wasn't like, you know, it wasn't just like a wet patch.
Yeah.
There was standing water like a swamp.
What, in like a whole room?
In a small patch of the room. And then it clicked and I'm like, oh, because I remember during the middle of the night, I didn't think of it till I saw the piss.
Yeah.
I had to piss and for some reason, I just sort of rolled over onto my left side and pulled my penis out.
Because that felt natural, did it?
And what, at that stage, it did. Just pulled my penis out and just pissed off the bed onto the carpet. And
see, this is probably why women don't do it, because we can't exactly place our vaginas over the edge of the bed.
It's so much more work. But I did it and then pissed and went back to sleep. And it wasn't until the next morning. I'm like, oh, why did I do that?
It would have stank.
Oh, it was bad.
Did it stain the carpet?
No, it was a darker carpet.
Wait, I've been out there recently. Yeah. And I was in one of the rooms. Was I in the room that...
Possibly. It's like
I was in the piss room, yeah.
But what was good, I was still fairly drunk and I went to... And I was like 26, 27 years old. Yeah. So I wasn't young. And I went... And I was still drunk. And I went, Mum, I've made a terrible life decision.
Sounds like every fucking morning, Louis.
So, I remember I didn't live there, so I've just gone over for the night and fucking pissed it all over the carpet.
As you're driving away. I hope you yelled that out as you're driving away. Deal with the swamp.
Well, this is where my brothers like to jump in. Because I'm like, oh, Mum, I made a terrible life decision. And I'm like, I pissed all over the floor during the night. She's like, oh, and she thought it pretty funny. And then
why I fucking love your mum.
But then then what happened? I'm like in there, but Mum just pretty much cleaned it up.
And you sat there and watched her.
Pretty much. Not on.
Wait, cook me breakfast first. I'll eat that while I watch
it. I'm dehydrated. But then whenever my brothers tell the story, they say that I walked out in the lounge room and just went, Mum, go and clean my piss up. Which is not how it happened.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, so I have. Oh, that's my one event, really. But Rob was he was a habitual, even when I knew him, one of those guys who would piss in a cupboard, piss in a boot, yep. You know, when he was drunk or just asleep. But when he was like 12 and he had a problem pissing the bed, his parents got him this special sheet, but it was rubber, but it also had an alarm on it. So when you piss the bed, you would wake up as it was happening and then you could sort of deal with it.
What kind of alarm? Like...
I don't know. It registered when it was wet.
Yeah, right.
And then it would...
I just want to know that it like or did it like vibrate or like, how did it wake you up?
I don't know if it had that sort of level. Well, it was apparently it was enough. Well, this is where it gets funny.
Yeah.
Because he pissed the bed, but he's a very solid sleeper.
Yeah.
So instead of waking him up, it just woke his whole family up. So he woke up to like his brother and sister and mum and dad in his room, like, Rob, you're pissing the bed. So just like an embarrassment alarm, I guess.
Yes. I need one of those in my life, actually.
All the time.
Yeah, just wrap just myself knows, in it.
Just knows when you've done something embarrassing. But imagine that. You're already doing something embarrassing. You're like, oh, that was embarrassing. And then you hear this, wee-aw, wee-aw. Oh, yeah.
It's happening again.
But Rob, just while I'm thinking about me pissing off the edge of the bed and Mum having to clean up, we went camping once and we're finishing up one morning to leave and Rob was like really keen to get out of there.
Yeah.
And he's like, go, let's get out of here. I'm like, okay, yeah. And his mate who had slept in his tent was still packing up. And then when I got in the car, he's like, oh, you know how Sean's been complaining about someone spilling water in the tent? He goes, no, I pissed in there last night. Didn't realise till this morning. But the problem is, rather than telling him, so he go, oi, mate, like, you probably need to clean this up properly. That's piss. Just let him roll it back up again. Like, thinking it's just water will dry out. So he's just going to imagine. No, I never talked to that guy again. The next time he would have rolled that open, it would have just stale piss.
I was driving down to Sydney once with some friends going to the... Going to fucking hell, Louis.
I never figured out. Hold on. Hold on, folks. I'm just going to pause this and we'll come back. Sorry, guys. We're back. I've managed to stop my messenger going off randomly on my computer. You were talking about going down to Sydney with some friends.
Going down to Sydney with some friends and having a few drinks. I was driving, so I wasn't drinking, obviously. But the people I was with needed to urinate. And they're all girls. And one of them needed to urinate so bad. But we were stuck in a traffic jam. Ended up pissing herself. To the point where she had to then take off her pants and her underwear. And there was three of them in the back seat and she was sitting in the middle. And then the two girls on the outer sides, one had to hold the pants out the window, the other had to hold the underwear and make them dry before we got to where we were going. She just sat there with no pants on.
Oh, see, at least, guys, you can find a bottle. Like, there's ways to deal with it.
You can't deal with it when you need a those she-wees.
Oh, okay. So for people who haven't seen them, they're like these weird funnels.
Yeah.
But they are shaped more in the shape of a woman's vagina, I guess. And then you can...
When you're born, you should just be fit with one as a woman.
Given a she-pee.
Like, it should just be put on you.
I think the thing is you got to carry them around with you.
that's what I mean. It should just be sewn on you as a...
What about when you have sex? Well, then it's just
a
penis.
If I can piss standing up.
Then it's just a penis.
Everyone gets the penis.
This is a good little segue, actually, talking about penises. Because, okay, so this must have been 10 years ago, I'd say. We've got a couple of penis stories today, actually.
Good.
Now, it only came up, my mum was just telling me about it yesterday, and it's sort of, I barely remember hearing about it, but mum was like, oh my God, about 10 years ago, Miles had some friends over, and I went to bed, and she had a phone on charge, and it was like one of her first smartphones she ever had. Mm-hmm. She goes, and I woke up, and I opened my phone, and there was an erect penis on it. And I'm like, what the hell are you talking about? And she's like, yeah, I was almost going to get...
I love how close your family is.
Oh, my sister-in-law, and our new sister-in-law was just sort of sitting there shaking her head. And we're trying to, and she's sort of like, yes. And I almost wanted to go and talk to the boys and say, let me see your fingernails. And I would have matched the fingernails up. And I'm like, how have I not heard
fingernails,
this?
Fingernails, what?
Because the dick was being held by a hand.
I was like, what does your penis look like? Jesus fucking Christ.
But then it happened to be, as mum was telling this story, my brother Miles rang me. And I said, Miles, what was this story of, mum reckons one of your friends took a photo of their penis on mum's phone. He's like, no. Mum was Googling Jamie Foxx's penis because she had heard that Jamie Foxx had done nudes. And Jamie Foxx nudes were leaked like 10 years ago.
And he's got...
And he's apparently got a weapon.
Prove it.
We'll post that on the Facebook page.
Yep.
Just Jamie Foxx penis. But then mum had apparently looked at it late at night, forgot about it, and then just gone to open her phone again and there was Jamie Foxx's penis. And then thought one of her first thought was, "Oh, one of the boys has obviously taken a photo of their penis on my phone."
But surely, Jamie Foxx is black, right?
Yeah, I guess.
Yes, so
dark. You know, men's penises do get darker when they go through puberty.
Really?
Yeah, it's a natural fact. Maybe not that dark.
I was going to say, surely she would look at that and know it wasn't one of your...
I don't... Mum and technology, she still...
That's not technology. That's just knowing skin colours.
I don't... Okay, so this is another thing that happened with mum and technology. I won't use a guy's name. I've already used it before.
I won't use her name, but mum.
No. Let's just say our mate. So one of my brother's mates, we'll call him John Smith. It's not that. But he was over at our place, and I must have been 17, and 16 or 17, so they would have been 14 or 15. And, I mean, and remember, this is like the early 2000s, and we're on the computer, the household computer before everyone had phones and laptops. And we were just fucking around on Google and searching our names to see what came up and stuff like that. Now, at one stage, for some reason, I Googled John Smith pornography because we thought it'd be hilarious if our mate John Smith's name was in a pornography somewhere, if he was an actor or he was part of it somehow. Nothing came up. We didn't think much more of it.
Mm-hmm.
And then mum was talking to me some months later and she's like, oh, Louie, I think I need to have a talk to John's parents. And I'm like, what do you mean? She goes, I think he's been looking at porn on our computer. I'm like, why? How can you think
it was
him?
Sure, you haven't just blacked out again?
Yeah. She goes, well, because it came up on Google. I'm like, wait, what do you mean? And it all sort of clicked with me. So mum had gone to write something into Google to search it. And you know how Google saves your search history?
Yeah, yeah.
So she typed in something starting with J.
That would be the death of me.
Yeah. She started something with J and up popped John Smith pornography. And I'm trying to explain to her that when people look for pornography, they don't put their name in front of it. There's not like...
You don't?
There's not custom pornography out there. Pornography for Lewis Riley, thank you.
Hey, there's a market there.
You'd have to give
quite niche.
You'd have to give them so much information about yourself. But this is on the same, like, this is the same computer where we would use it. Now, I'm not going to say we weren't looking at porn, but we were young guys. Mm. We knew computers quite well.
Yep.
We would very easily hide our tracks. We knew how to delete search history.
Yep.
We knew which sites would work, which wouldn't, which to click on, which not to click on.
Mm-hmm.
Romo, on the other hand, didn't. The amount of times we went onto the computer... And there was some weird, like, he'd clicked on, like, a website and it was like, triple X porn, like a program.
Like the ads that come up when you're on the porn sites.
Yeah, but back in the day.
I mean, I've heard about them, but I don't know anything about them.
It was you. But I've clicked, and he would accidentally click and say yes, yes, yes. And before he knew it, he'd actually downloaded this small program, and on the desktop, it would just be like triple X porn and like tits. And then
maybe that's what he wanted.
But then mum would be like, boys, what have you been doing? And I'm like, what? And because mum would find it and go, Romo, what's this? And he'd go, oh, it was the boys.
Yeah.
Flat out.
He's got three boys to blame.
Throw us under the bus. And we're like, we are so much smarter than that with porn. Oh, it was infuriating.
Did she ever realize it was him?
Oh, I think I brought it up the other night with her. I think she's like, oh,
so
no.
You're still, yeah.
Well, because Roma's, actually, it's funny you say that, because when mum was talking about this penis and I didn't know the Jamie Smith thing, yeah. I said, maybe Romo took a photo of his penis. She goes, oh, you don't know Romo. Romo would never do that. And I'm like, well, he used to download porn things and then blame us. And she's like, oh, no, he didn't. I'm like, yes, he definitely did. Always blamed us for it.
Yes.
Okay, so you just whispered just as we got back into it, which is really good. I'm not going back. So one thing that I sort of talked about last episode, and then you told me to stop because you were still too freshly embarrassed about it, but now you've gotten over it. Because
Em
regularly does this to me. She'll be like, she'll tell me this interesting story, and I'll be like, oh, sweet. She goes, oh, no, we can't talk about it. Like, so she, maybe another time.
My life is so interesting.
She does this every week.
I literally just did it about something else just then.
She tells this big, long story. I'm like, yeah, we'll bring that up. She goes... No, I don't think I can talk about that. Okay, righto. But okay, so tell the listeners of the perfect Tinder date that you had.
I went on a Tinder date and I had
with a saint.
What?
Let's just clear it up. From the story you told me, you went on a Tinder date with you thought was a regular bloke.
Yeah.
But he sounded like a saint with what he put up with. Uncatenized or whatever they call it.
He put up with... someone who had been working.
Let's go from the start.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So he seemed really nice, but I hadn't eaten all day. And white wine is a lethal drug when you have not been eating.
Yeah, great excuse.
Oh, it is. I'm sorry, if you've been white, that's like white girl wasted. And I had a pre-drink before I got there because I was a bit nervous. And then... I had another wine when I got there as well, and then he just kind of I kept on with the wine thing, and then.
So you had pre-drinks, then regular drinks, then more drinks.
Yeah.
No food has been mentioned.
No, we talked about food, but we just ended up getting more drinks.
Good idea.
Anyway, ended up back at my house.
Yep.
And then that's pretty much all I remember. The next thing I knew, I woke up on my lounge room floor.
I'd love for this bloke. So we've heard Em's story. I'd love to hear the blokes going, fuck, I went on a Tinder date the other night. This chick was pretty placid when I got there already. I was like, hey, maybe we should have dinner. And then she's like, nah, got more wine. And then went back to her house against my better judgment. And she proceeded to pass out in the lounge and fall onto the floor.
He literally would have just left. I just woke up.
Who's listening to this?
Still fully clothed. Come on.
Imagine this bloke's just got out of a really tough relationship. He's like, convince himself to get back
all
on the market.
All his mates have rallied around him.
No, there's good people out there.
Yeah, just go on a date, mate.
No, they're not all crazy like your ex. Then bam, pass out, fall off the lounge. He goes,
I must have fallen off the position that I was in. Like, I must have gone face first onto the floor.
That's how men become monks. Fuck. I just love that idea. Like, and your thing is, he's obviously put up with you, like, and he's left, like, because that is, like, a vulnerable position to be in as well. Like.
God, he could have done anything. Oh, fuck, I don't even know. I was fully closed when I woke up.
And I wonder if he was like, hello, Emily, hello, and you're just fucking out of it. He's just
I had known what had happened.
And then you're still the sort of lady to be like, yeah, all men are assholes. Are there no good men out there?
I literally had this conversation with someone like
there's no
yesterday.
Good, there's no good men out there. They're only after one thing, drunk ladies passing out on the lounge. And when I give it to them, they leave. Oh.
I'm going to take a photo of myself and use it as my Tinder profile.
Oh, that'd be his story that he'd tell for many years, being like, oh, I married this lady and, you know, and she was perfect. But the last date I had before I got married was with this crazy bitch. Just wrote herself off, passed out. Did you try to contact him again?
No.
Nothing. And he never contacted you again.
Mm-mm.
Oh, that is so bad. I've only had one situation.
Let's get him on. Here he is now.
I actually...
Imagine that.
He comes in pissed. Show you. Just passes out. Probably the closest thing I've had to that. Now, I must have been 20 years old, something like that. I was actually getting a haircut, and I got the I gave the hairdresser my number, which is pretty smooth, actually.
Yeah.
And we started talking. Now, she was a bit crazy. I should have known it from the start when we weren't going out. Like, we were just texting, and we might have caught up a couple of times. And then she was like, don't you dare hook up with anyone else in town. I'm like... relax. Like, we've met a couple of times, and I should have left it there. But I was living in a little town of Morpeth, literally behind a pub, and she came over and
in a well.
Yes, that's right. We had a horse well in our house. Very scary, like the movie The Ring. But this girl and
I threw it down it.
So I killed her. Haven't told anyone.
There you go.
Oops. But she came over, and there were so many red flags with this chick. Like, just with how she talked and and whenever I saw her, she was just weird. And I remember she had a party. She was living with some family friends and another lady, family friends of the girl she was also working with. And she invited me around for a party. And I was like, hey, like, just do us a favor. I will know nobody at this party. Just make sure you, like, sort of hang out with me. Yeah, yeah, no worries. And she just fucking ghosted me the second I got there. I went to bed at like 9 o'clock in my car, and there was no reception out there. So I just drove off the next day. And like 2 hours later, I get a text. She's like, where are you? She thought I was still around the house somewhere. But we went out. I invited her around to this place, and I was living at Morpeth. And she, we went to the pub, and she's like, let's get shots. And I'm like, oh, I don't know about that. And she lined up like 5 shots of tequila. And I'm like, oh, okay. I mean, I said, you'll be fucked after this. She goes, nah, I'll be right.
Mm.
And I said, literally, I said, you're going to have these 5 shots and then 10 minutes later you'll be fucked. Literally.
Oh, just 5 for her.
Yeah, but I think I had, she got 5, she ordered me 5. I think I had them for the sake of having them. Mm. But I was a bigger guy and I could handle, she just got
5 shots every morning.
So I get the engine going. But she just got herself fucked, written off fucked. And I had a similar situation, but she had to stay at my house. So I just...
Oh, imagine if I had gone back to his. Bathed out on his floor.
So, look, I don't think you're on your own there. I think it is a thing where girls maybe to relax and they go from relaxed to comatose.
It's got a lot to do with the wine for me. White wine is...
A good tradesman never blames his tools.
I'm not very good.
Yeah. Don't blame the wine because you make bad life decisions. So heroin, though, that's why I'm such a bad person.
Sticking to it.
You're the one doing the heroin. Now, did this bloke have facial hair?
Yes, he did.
What did he have?
I would say
World War I style moustache. Very curly.
I thought you meant like a Hitler thing.
That's what we're
talking. I know.
There's Hitler. There's a Hitler reference to this episode.
Imagine.
I'll say this about.
Imagine rocking up on a date and you're.
Well, he comes with a Hitler moustache.
And you're Hitler. I mean, your date.
That's a Hitler moustache.
That's a Hitler moustache.
Hitler's ruined that moustache.
I know this should be a red flag, but I'm going to go for it anyway.
But, you know, like, he has ruined that moustache.
I know.
Like, I mean, I don't know if
and the name
would.
Hitler.
Yeah, you're not. There's a lot of Hitlers. Adolf.
Adolf. I'd probably call Adolf.
I think it's illegal to call children Adolf Hitler.
It is.
Yeah, there's certain things you can't call them. You can't call them king or queen either.
Really?
Yeah. And an ex of mine had a kid called Duke, and not allowed to call him Duke anymore.
I don't think you can do the initial thing either to like
BJ.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're a bit funny about it.
Went straight.
BJ's a funny one.
BJ.
Well, I know there are some BJs out there. But, okay, so what... Yeah, so facial
So it was like... It wasn't... It was a beard, but, like, not a full beard. Not, like, a Gandalf beard.
This is where I think... Because I can't grow a beard, and I don't... It doesn't bother me that much, but I see...
Can you grow a flavor saver?
No. This is what I wanted to talk about, though, because there's that Lego TV show that's on at the moment.
Yeah.
It's actually really good.
Is it?
But there's a bloke on there who...
I'll just take your word for it.
There's a bloke on there who openly said women have called him a DILF, and he's not a DILF.
Really?
He's a little Weasley.
How good a DILF, though?
They're amazing. I know. We're great.
We don't like being talked about that
way. But the flavour saver, or the, I think it's also called the clit tickler, is the one, because it's the one that sits between your bottom lip and your chin.
It's the Shannon Knoll.
Yeah, it's a little tuft of hair. But who likes that? Do you ever see that and go, I really like that bit of facial hair?
Nope.
That's what I mean. And I've talked to a few people and I haven't run into a girl that goes, no, I really love that facial hair. Oh, I did. One lady at work was like, oh, I don't mind it, but she doesn't care either way.
Yeah.
But this bloke's like really long. It sticks like an inch out from his face. It looks fucking stupid.
Well, those ones that like, they like braid.
like Thor, the God of Thunder. Yeah, honestly. If you were, like, built and you had, like, a big blonde beard and you'd braid it, I'd go, fair enough.
Yeah.
Oh, there's another cool name for a moustache. Mm. The womb broom. Have you heard that?
No! I'm definitely using that in a sentence tomorrow.
Oh, tickle me with your womb broom. Excuse me? Especially if it was only a Hitler moustache. It's more like a sweep.
Like a dustpan and brush.
So, but you like a beard, but
I used to have a real thing for like beards, like full on beards. But I've kind of gone back from a bit now. I like facial hair, but not like too much going on.
I think the problem is a lot of guys go, oh, beards are in. I'll just grow whatever beard I physically can.
Yeah,
and especially when it comes out of their neck too much,
and
it just looks like shit. Or when they don't have a lot of coverage around their mouth, it sort of starts around their chin.
Yeah, but I also don't like it when they like shave it like right here, and it just like you know,
Craig David sort of
yeah.
Yeah, it's just, I just grow a really shitty goatee.
Can you do it?
Oh, yeah, look, I'm off for 2 weeks.
Yeah. It'll help occupy your time.
It gets uncomfortable. Occupy my time growing a beard, just lying back going,
shit yourself, mate.
I can hear my hairs growing on my face. Righto, so for 2 weeks off, I'll grow my shitty goatee. It's so shit. And I get like 17 hairs on each cheek and then just like a really shitty
all in different places goatee. From the other cheek as well.
Yeah, it's fucked. Okay,
I wish I could grow a beard.
Well, you do look like the sort of lady who would grow a beard.
Thank you.
You know, would you shave? What do you do with those ladies you start growing facial hair?
What do I do?
Yeah, what would you do? Do you bleach? Do you wax?
Wax.
You don't shave, do you?
No, you don't shave that shit.
I think that would be very confronting if I was sharing a bathroom with Megan and she was using shaving cream. It'd be very confronting.
I still remember like when I was younger and having really thick eyebrows, and like when I was younger, it's like the thin eyebrows were in, and my mum wouldn't take me to get them waxed, and I was really self-conscious, so I tried shaving them.
Didn't everyone call you the really hungry caterpillar or something?
I knew you were going to say that. You fuckwit.
My brother's really subconscious. Subconsciously, he's worried. No, self-conscious about his monobrow. I saw him the other day and he said to his wife, hey, you need some tweezers, Liv, you got to pluck my monobrow. And he's really self-conscious about it. Did girls look at it that much though? Like a guy's monobrow, yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
It'd have to be pretty bad, though, to ring alarm bells, wouldn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, yep.
Like a couple of hairs joining there wouldn't be a problem.
Because usually I think if they've got a monobrow, they've probably got a hairy back.
I thought you were going to say hairy dick. I was certain you were going to go, monobrow, probably really hairy dick.
Who's got a hairy dick?
Hairy shaft.
Oh, my God. I don't think I've ever seen a hairy shaft.
Oh, God.
I mean, there's time.
I am only young. This is just a little bit off Of course. I just thought it was a very funny comment. And we could probably talk about it a little bit as well.
Mm-hmm.
I was out. I was having a bit of a barbecue with some friends last week, and I stayed the night at a sort of a property on a little bit out of town. And I made a lovely salad to go with some lamb, and it was a chickpea salad with some feta and cucumber and blah, blah, blah. And this one lady, this Mel, was going around the room talking about the different salads that people made. Mm-hmm. And then Louie said, she said, sorry, oh, Louie, did you make the chickpea? And I went, I prefer to call it squirting, thank you very much. Oh, that was very clever.
But you high-five yourself.
It took her a second to figure it out. Yeah. The guy's got it straight away.
Yeah.
But what I, this is, okay, I don't know if you have obviously heard of squirting.
No, please explain it.
Well, the thing is, there is a lot of porn out there with squirting, but
yeah, I realize
it's apparently been scientifically proven that it is just wheat.
Yeah, yeah, I've heard that.
But even like, they'll be like, yeah, but they wee just beforehand. Somehow the body fills up the bladder again and it comes out again.
I don't get the fascination. Like that guy that I was thinking was talking about a while ago that wanted
everything.
Everything.
I want it all. I want it now.
And
wanted
the piss and stuff like that. I just don't get the urine involved in the sex thing. It just doesn't make any sense to me.
I'd probably do a lot of stuff, but when it comes to like the human waste products.
Yes, that's it. I draw the line. Like,
yeah, the golden shower stuff and yeah, I know.
I had a guy tell me once we were on a Tinder date actually, and he said, "Oh, what's the weirdest thing that anyone's ever done you?" And I told him, and then he said, "Oh, I slept with a girl once, and then we went and had a shower together, and she pissed on me in the shower and was like, 'You're mine now.'"
Oh, like a dog would do.
Yeah, like pretty much, and that was like the first time that they'd met, sort of thing, and it was just like,
well, I guess it's a nice gesture.
So. You know, he's taken.
Yeah, I don't know. I just think
smell up a mile away.
Yeah, I saw him. I think it'd be one of those things as well that you'd always look at that person and be like, oh, I'd let them piss on me. You know what I mean? It'd be hard to look away from them. Like, they'd always have that on you. And you
I don't know whether he had a choice. It just happened.
All right. Well, let's go on to another sort of unrelated topic.
It's making me feel uncomfortable. Like I'm really,
it's bringing up all these terrible memories. Yeah. I knew I'd have been pissed on so many times.
God.
Oh, I got some new underpants the other week. Now, I bought
love
them online.
Love new undies.
Yeah, they're great. They're Bonds. They're very comfortable. But one thing that I sort of bought them without really realizing it, but they've got like a fly. Now, it's not like a zip fly. It's just like you've got at the front, you've got like the pouch area, and you can sort of pull it to the side, and there is a hole there so you can... You go to the bathroom, or we on your loved one.
Yeah, of course.
But
that's on the ad.
They seem like jogging around and lying in bed, and then just like a triple X flight of the bloke just pissing on his wife. Bonds.
Isn't the honey badger the Bonds rep?
No, he's the tradies undies.
Oh yeah, of course.
But one thing that keeps happening with these underpants, maybe because I'm used to it. Usually when I'm in bed. I'll wake up and my dick snuck out the fly.
Snuck.
So I'll be going to get up and I'm like, oh, like it's not the end of the world, but it's just like sticking out the fly. And it has happened while I've been wearing them as well. And it's like, I mean, it's not the end of the world, but it's like someone knocked at the door the other day. And I mean, I went through this several years back and I've jumped up. I've learned now I always double check everything before I go out.
Yep, yep.
But I've literally jumped out, like, oh, I put some shorts on. And yeah, the dick's just hanging out the fly.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's just a funny design. I guess it's because I've got such a weapon, it just wants to go out.
Sorry, couldn't help but laugh. Try having boobs.
Do they just flop out the side? Oh, great, tits popped out the side.
Well,
are you
they
buying,
do.
Are you buying those maternity
they
bras?
They do sometimes. So, like, they sometimes have a mind of their own. And when you lay down, gravity, and you just sometimes, like, I just have to, you just have to, like,
guys
adjust yourself. And
guys insisting on sucking on them.
Yes, always. So, and especially when you're wearing swimmers. But no, like, they like to move around a bit, especially because I play a bit of sport. So.
Yeah, I've heard they can bounce around a lot as well.
I was at a game of soccer once and this girl had obviously forgotten her sports bra, which if you're a girl and you're going to play soccer, it's very, very important you wear a sports bra. And she just stood like out on the side of the
field. Stood there not moving.
She just stood on the side of the field before the game wearing her normal bra, arms up in the air while her friends walked around her with tape and taped her boobs to her chest.
Fuck. That's what I have to do with my penis and testicles. No one wants to do it though.
No.
No, I can't. I'm like, come on, who wants to tape up the old fella? This is, we had some good segues to start with, but now it's sort of jumping all over the place. But I'll talk about sleepwalking. Mm. Now, why, as I said, it's going to be a Rob heavy episode. Because as I said, my ex-housemate, this only happened a couple of years back. He was living in Sydney in a unit, and he was terrible for sleepwalking and doing whatever. And he was really, when he sleepwalked, he got really like surly, and you tried to tell him to do something, he'd refuse to do it.
Mm. Apparently you're not supposed to wake a sleepwalker.
Oh, I think that's an old myth.
Oh.
Yeah, I don't think anyone's died. Yeah, apparently they die and stuff like that.
But, oh, Jesus, I didn't know that.
Apparently you can shock them to death. It's an old myth. It's an old wives' tale. But she heard him leave thinking he was going to go.
Famous last words.
Killed several people. But he left his unit. No, sorry, what happened? He left the bedroom and his wife thought he was going to the toilet and was gone for quite a while, and he just didn't come back again.
Mm.
And I think his sister was staying over as well, or maybe his brother. But either way, they're like, fuck, where's he gone? He was not in the unit.
Mm.
They go down, they check the whole unit. They go, obviously, the bathroom. They go downstairs. They're checking the grounds. And then they're like, fuck, he's gone. So they're checking all the local parks, all the local streets. They ring the police and they're like, look, he's 6'1", lanky, massive forehead, yellow underpants. Like, that's, he's obviously quite easy to find.
Yeah.
And they were worried. They were fucking worried. Like, and then eventually he just turned up in the apartment back again. What he had done, he'd slipped out his apartment.
Yep.
And walked straight into the neighbor's apartment. Their door was unlocked for some reason.
Yeah.
Found a room with a bed in it.
Yeah.
And got into bed and went back to sleep for like 4 or 5 hours.
Well, there's no one in the bed.
No. And then he woke up, was like, fuck, where am I? And then jumped up, got out of bed, went back to his unit.
And did he alert people that he was back? Or did he just went back to bed?
I think they found out pretty quickly that he was back.
Yeah, okay.
But you're not a sleepwalker, or you've never sleepwalked?
Yeah, I have. I've done it a few times and I don't remember it, but I've just been told that I've gone into people's rooms and I've actually gotten changed. I remember once. Well, I don't remember, but I woke up in like my full on school uniform. Obviously when I was at school. So I used to have massive anxiety. I used to have massive anxiety about, like, you know, waking up and not making my class or being late for an exam and stuff like that. And I think that was playing on my subconscious. And I got up in the middle of the night, got changed into my school uniform and then got back into bed.
Oh,
and I woke up and I was just like, what the fuck?
Apparently it is pretty common when you're like sort of your puberty years to happen. I came out, my mum and dad were watching TV and I walked out and we had a bit of a landing with a couple of steps.
Yeah.
And apparently I was going, and just like laughing and mumbling, and they looked up and then I tripped down the 2 flights of stairs and just fell down. And then they were like,
killed yourself.
Oh no, and they were like, and they walked over laughing, going, oh, Louie, you all right? Oh, that was so funny. And I was fucking out of it, asleep.
Yeah.
And they just sort of like picked me up and took me back in there. Yeah. But I just remember then, I actually tried to join the Navy when I was like 19.
Oh, well, because I sleptwalk one night, tried to join the Navy.
Well,
I was like, Jesus Christ.
But I tried to join the Navy, and one of the questions, there was a whole bunch of shit I had to go through. And one of them was like talking just general questions.
You really have done and or tried every fucking career, haven't you?
I know. But then one of the questions is like, have you ever sleptwalk?
Yeah.
Sorry for my son crying in the background. I slapped him. I slapped him around earlier and he's still upset.
Threw something at him.
And one of the questions was, do you sleepwalk? And I'm like, yes. And they really hammered me over it about sleepwalking.
Yeah.
And I didn't think, I was like, oh, this is weird. And they're like, well, have you done it since? I'm like, no, it was pretty much during, I don't know, because I had an iron deficiency, and they're like, oh, it looks like it was when your parents divorced. And I'm like, no, it wasn't then.
Jesus.
And I think it's because they were trying to figure out if it was like a stress-induced thing.
Yeah.
Because they don't want people sleepwalking on ships and walking off into
off
the water.
The side, yes.
That looks very bad for
that
the
is
army.
Fair enough, yeah. Imagine, I never even thought of that.
Imagine that on, you know, the
they
defense
could just put you in a submarine, though.
Just start rattling the door. No, Louie. Louie, no, you'll let the water in.
Louie, no.
You'll let all the hot air out.
Got the place warm, mate.
Oh, yeah. So, let's move on to something else. Oh, this one's sort of related.
Yeah.
Not at all. I don't know how it came up. The other day, I was talking about BO. Now, I was working a job. I was in the car industry a couple of years back, another job I've had. And someone told me, like, ooh, this lady, let's call her Sandra, very similar to her name. thinks you've got BO. And I was like, oh, really? Me, I never ever thought I had BO. And I was telling Megan about it. And I said, yeah, I got really upset. That's when I started wearing like deodorant, like, you know, religiously every day because I was so upset.
And she goes, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Deodorant should be worn every day?
Depends.
Oh my God, what?
But not everyone gets BO.
Yeah, but you just put it on over morning.
Yeah, I know, but because I didn't have BO and it just wasn't something that I did.
Do you also think that your shit don't stink?
Some of them don't. Okay, well now this is just opening up more about me, but either way, I started wearing it more religiously after that. And I was telling Megan the other night about this and she goes, oh no, like you never get BO. Like she goes, even when I know you've been like sweating and stuff like that, like you can...
You actually have to exercise to get BO.
Just when I'm rolling around in bed. But then she's going, yeah, no, you never get BO. But she goes, oh, but bad breath. Yeah, bad breath. And I'm like,
whoa. Oh,
fuck, that's heaps worse. BO's heaps easier to deal with than bad breath.
Yeah.
So, yeah, Megan's like obviously fucking closes the door and opens a window.
And I just so happened to pull out some extra earlier.
Yeah.
Megan's like, oh, can I have some? And I was like, this is how you are.
If anyone ever offers you mints or gum, take it. Apparently it's because you get a bad breath.
But you mustn't. Do you brush your tongue when you brush your teeth?
Well, haven't I talked to you about me and my...
Oh, you gag.
My gag. This, just the idea of the... As soon as I think about brushing my
tongue... You're about to gag now, aren't you?
Yeah. Honestly, if I have a brush and
This is the problem because that's where all your bad breath comes from, your tongue.
So you're saying I got bad breath too. From all the way over there. It's great.
I have good gag reflex.
I have good dick, mouth, whatever. Moving on. Okay, so if you ever get offered mints or chewy, take it. And if your wife tells you got bad breath, just...
Divorce her.
Yeah, fuck her off. Furious. This is the same wife who decided to dye her hair and went...
Oh, yeah.
She dyed her hair. She was...
Oh, Megan.
Yeah, so she wanted to change her hair up.
Isn't it saying that if you look at the Nothing on the Radio logo, it's kind of the background color.
Brighter than that. Yeah. It was bright orange. Yeah. It was, if anyone's seen The Fifth Element.
Has anyone seen The Sun?
It was Lilu. Oh, it was Lilu orange. It was like bright, bright orange. And then, she went, I don't know, look, I haven't even looked at our credit card statement. Because she's literally got her hair fully colored Saturday and then Sunday to go back to another color.
And she didn't even go back to the same place, would you?
No, I would have gone back.
You would have. You send food back at restaurants.
I definitely would have gone back and at least gone like, hey guys, you told me it was going to be this color. Now I look like, you know, Ra the sun god. What are you going to do about this? But no,
It looks lovely now. Louis,
yes.
Say it looks lovely.
I did. It looks lovely. I've told her that. She looks much better.
Okay, just record.
Oh, fuck. Now it's recorded. Now she knows forever. Now let's talk about, we've got a big one to talk about. Pretty much hospital visits and stuff like that. I've got my knee operation. Excuse me. I've got my knee operation tomorrow.
You're in full health.
Perfect health. Lucky. Going in perfect health. So I've got a fast from midnight tonight.
You poor thing.
I know.
How you gonna do it?
Because I always have at about 1 or 2 o'clock in the morning, I make myself a milkshake. So
sleepwalking.
I can't sleep without it. No, I mean, fasting, I mean, that's easy. As I said, from midnight, I'm going to be in bed anyway.
Yeah.
But it's, they're like, don't do this. They were very specific. They're like, no food after midnight. But you can drink water or apple juice till 8 a.m. And I'm like, apple juice. And I was like, cloudy apple juice? No, I didn't. I was wanted to ask, like, apple juice? What if it's...
What about, like...
Pineapple.
Pear or...
I don't know.
Yeah, like, why apple?
Well, imagine that. Like, local man dies, but he drank pear juice. We told him apple juice. I don't know. I'm not
this
sure.
This keeps happening.
We're not fucking around, people. When we say apple, we mean apple. We don't mean orange and apple. We don't mean mango and apple. We mean fucking apple juice. So.
Pineapple juice is the best, though.
For?
Lie. What do you mean for? Because you know what it does.
Yes. The taste thing.
The jizz thing. I just meant it's the best.
No, pineapple juice is very good. But yeah, apparently it makes your semen taste better.
Yeah, I've heard that.
But I don't know who's doing it. Like, I wonder who's
found... Does it make it taste better for squirting for girls?
Oh, I don't know. I don't drink a lot of squirt. Yuck. Oh, God.
I don't drink a lot of squirt.
Oh, God. We always go down this path. It's usually the wrong path. Okay, let's...
Anyway.
But yeah, so I had this surgery. But so I'm going to go under the... I'm going under, obviously, general anaesthetic for a knee reconstruction, so I'll be out of it. But there's been a couple things. Like, I was thinking, actually, about before I go under, you know, usually they say count backwards from 100.
Mm.
I'm wondering if I should start telling them a joke, because then I'll pass out before I can finish the joke.
Yes.
And then they'll be like, we've got to bring this guy back so we can hear the punchline.
Yes, do it.
Unless it's like a really a derogatory joke about like doctors.
You got one?
What's the difference between a pile of shit and a doctor? And then pass out. And then pass out and they go, oh no, this joke is very rude.
We're going to do his other knee instead.
Oh, I was a little bit worried about that.
Yeah, they actually like put a massive X on it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But does like X mean cross no?
Yeah.
I don't know.
It happened again, guys.
That'd be so... They're like, your left leg's been completely reconstructed. I'm like, oh, but it was the right one. They go, oh, mistake. Mistakes are made. We're only human, right? So I'm like, fuck.
You drink the pear juice.
You knew the rules and you made that derogatory joke about doctors. But a mate of mine, Ev, actually, who I've spoken about a few times, well, the tire catcher and the bloke who chops up onions to catch bad spirits and bad bacteria. He had to get an operation on both his arms. He had carpal tunnel on both his arms.
From catching tiles.
Catching tiles will do that. They're heavy. No, because he's a landscaper, so he's physically...
Well, I mean, you're going to get your knee done from slut dropping, so you can't really talk.
You can do it in so many ways. The human body's an amazing thing. But he had a lot of drama because they couldn't put the IV line in his arm because they were operating his arm, so they had to put it in his foot.
Mm.
And apparently it took like 30 goes for them to get it right.
Yeah.
And then when he was going in... he was getting wheeled in, and apparently because his arms are out.
Yeah.
They kept knocking all the doors and everything like that as he was walking through. And then they got put in the room. They're like, okay, Evan, now just start counting from 100 backwards. And he's like, 100, 99, 98. And as he's slipping away, one of the, I guess it was the anaesthetist, yelled out, oh, I'm losing him. The last thing he remembered was his shirt or gown being pulled down away from his chest.
Yeah.
And... he's like, at that moment, I thought, oh, I'm done. I'm dead.
This is it.
This is it. Yeah. And but he was so close to being unconscious, he just couldn't do anything about it.
Yeah.
Apparently, all that was wrong, there was some sense it wasn't connected properly or plugged in. And he was fine. But it just, like, it's one of those, it makes you, it's a bit fucking terrifying.
It is. Are you scared about tomorrow?
Oh, not really. I mean, it's something to think about. Like, I know people do die, but obviously medical procedures are getting better and better. So it's not something I'm really worried about.
Yeah, I'll start interviewing for your replacement.
Hello. No, welcome. That's perfect.
Yeah.
No, but another story I read online, this is some years ago, which I thought was funny, whether it's true or not, but there was a person... online that was retelling the story of how they were getting a procedure done, and a young bloke said to his mates, I'm going to try and beat the anaesthesia.
Mm.
So what he did, he got put under, and then when they said, righto mate, start counting backwards from 100, he actually propped himself up on his elbows and he yelled out, I've beat the anaesthesia.
Mm.
And then he passed out.
Yeah. They're heard a scream. One every fucking day.
Heard a scream. He apparently heard a scream and passed out.
Yeah.
But what... when he woke up, they said, they went, oh, here's Pink Floyd. and they cleared up because what had happened in his semi-conscious state as he was passing out, he thought he yelled out, I beat the anaesthesia, but apparently he yelled out, I don't need no education. And his eyes were open, but they were focused to the left and right like... a weird doll. Like, they weren't focused straight. They were, like, opposite of cross-eyed. They're all wonky. And he yelled out, I don't need no education, and then passed out.
I'm definitely going to be a surgical nurse.
Just to see that happen.
Just for these stories.
Yeah, so...
I had the... when I was going under last time, he was doing it on purpose, like, trying to talk to me because I was quite nervous. And he must have been injecting the stuff into my hand and I didn't know about it. And he knew I was a pet nurse. And he said to me, oh... why is it that my dog's biscuits are like a weird triangle shape? And I was like, oh, I can answer this question and I'm going to seem quite smart to this guy. And I was like, well, it's to help and then I just like pass the fuck out.
You said a bit to me. You were like, well, you see what it is.
Yeah, that's pretty much what I did. And then
when M woke up, she went, how's the dog's over?
Yeah. I woke up just thinking, like, I need to tell this guy that it's to help his teeth.
And you do wake up pretty disorientated.
Yeah, like, actually, I remember waking up and telling the nurse, actually, after that surgery, I was like, I wasn't asleep for that. I swore that, like, I could remember the whole thing. Really? And she's like, no, no, sweetie, you were. And I was like, no, I was. Because I was still half out of it. Still trying to pull stuff out of my hands.
Bring that up. You know that happens to people?
I know. And I was like, I was awake for that. And then I started, I was like, no, no. The teeth, yep, no, I was definitely, it's like it just, and it freaked me the fuck out.
One last thing before we go, and I know we've talked about penises a lot in this episode, but this was a very good story. I want you.
This is a very good penis.
When I was doing nursing at uni, I had a placement, and like a lot of nurses out there will know, you do like a morning briefing sort of thing when you first, the shift starts. And and as a student, we got involved in that, and they would go through and describe all the patients in each room and what we, obviously what the nurses had to look out for, and new patients and patients that left. Now, they start talking about an individual. Let's say his name was Bob Brown. But they're like, okay, now we have a 21-year-old patient from Maitland. And I'm like, oh, that's my age. And that's where I was from. And then they start talking about, and they're like, his name is B. Brown. And I'm like, oh, I know B. Brown.
Mm.
They're like, yes, he came in with a, I can't remember the exact term, but a broken penis.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, barely, I wanted to run straight in there and see who it was.
just already start your laughter before you walk in there.
And then they're like, okay, everyone, you can head off and start your rounds or whatever. And I just ran to that room. I ran in there smiling. And it was a guy I went to school with.
Yeah.
And I'm like, holy shit, man. And he's like, oh, hey, because he was dosed up on drugs. I'm like, what's going on? And I'm like, oh, he's like, what are you doing here? I'm like, oh, I'm doing the nursing. This is my placement. And he's like, yeah, right. And he actually told people, he told me the story. He said, I can tell others, but I won't use his name in this. But he's like, oh, I said, what happened? He goes, oh, well, yeah, I was having sex with my missus and like I sort of pulled out and I went to go back in, but I missed and I just jammed my dick on her ass cheek and he broke his dick.
Apparently. Sorry, but how's her ass cheek?
How's the girl? Where's the real victim here?
Could you imagine?
Oh, like it just, honestly, she may have had a gentle like, oh, that was sore. He was fucked. So, because
he broke his penis on her ass. Like that can't, that kind of not hurt her.
Oh, my, this is what you're looking at. Like, what was it? Hillary Clinton said something really true. Hillary Clinton once said, "The real victims of war are the wives and children left behind.
Yeah,
not the men who died." That's as infuriating as saying, "How's her ass?" This bloke has broken his penis. Oh, but she could have a bruised bottom. We're the real victims. Hashtag real victims.
Just continue with your
hashtag real victims. So, and he's telling me the story there. So he missed, jammed his. Now, obviously the male penis doesn't have bones in it, but it does have apparently it's like a blood vessels and they burst and it broke and it went like dark, it bruised straight away and it was bleeding.
Mm.
But then he made his girlfriend, before they went to hospital, stop by all their mates' houses so he could show them all what it looked like. And then eventually got to hospital with his penis in a cup under his shirt because it was bleeding. And the nurse at the front counter said, he went up to her and said, I need to see a doctor straight away. And she went, oh, are you having trouble breathing? He went, nah, break me cock, fucking me missus. Good story.
Well, you can take a seat in the I broke my cock, fucking my missus section.
It's all these other guys there.
Hashtag
all,
Maitland.
All smiling and wincing at the same time.
How many mates did you stop by?
Just be careful out there, guys. If, you know, I love M's, like, careful, ladies.
Fuck. It fucking hurt.
No, it would.
No, if guy, like, no, I'm not even going to go into this.
It would hurt. But that's like going, I stabbed someone. It's
sensitive down there.
I stabbed someone and I got a slight friction burn on my hand from the handle sliding in and out.
You jammed that into, like, if it wasn't her arse cheek and it was her area, like, that would have fucking hurt.
Well, no, I think, I mean, you don't know. She might like a rough. I don't know where we can go with this anymore. that's time, actually. I think that's enough. I think we've talked about everything we needed to today anyway. Yeah. Penis galore.
What happened there? That wasn't even intentional. Oh. It was because it's episode 11 with the two dicks.
Two dicks. Yeah, that's right. So that's the only reason we did it. We aren't perverted. It's because it's episode 11. Which,
we had the two. It was all planned. Penises. And this was supposed to happen.
M drew two penises. She left the penis from episode 10 up, and then she rubbed out the gaping vagina and drew another penis.
Love rubbing out the vagina.
For some reason, this other penis is smaller, hairier, and either ejaculating or pissing. I don't know which one it is. I think
it's got testicular cancer in the right testicle there.
It actually more looks like a salt shaker and salt's coming out the top of it than the actual. But either way. Thanks for listening, guys. Should be fine. Oh, we should catch up the next couple of weeks at least while I'm off recovering.
You can do like 17 episodes on your own.
Yeah, I know, but they'd be really weird of me just like in drug hazes and like mumbling to myself. You going
from microphone to microphone? yes, Louis.
And everyone's laughing, but I'm actually having a schizophrenic episode. Yeah. Oh, that Louis and his schizophrenia. No, but yeah, so we'll should be back next week.
Should be if you survive the surgery.
We will do eventually one on nicknames, so do feel free to get in touch with me. If I could ask one of the listeners, Dean Adams, to just stop sending me the most disgusting videos he's ever seen. He just
why don't I get those?
Ever since the podcast started, because I used to work with
him. What, so he sends them to you personally?
Yeah, they're just...
can you please send them to us?
No, they are just... He just... Now
I want to be part of this.
He's just like, oh, I'll just send Louis these disgusting videos. And they're just... Then I'm like, I don't even know what I can do with this. I'm like, that's disgusting. Yeah. And I'm like, what
am I... You always got those friends where you don't open anything they send you at work.
Yeah. Your brother's one of them.
Yeah, I was about to say my brother.
All right, well, yeah, we're off, guys. Thanks for listening, and we should be back in a week.
Bye.